Thank you. It is an honor and privilege to participate in this forum, the 32nd session. The focus on economic empowerment is crucial. Let me first introduce myself to tell you why I want to focus on a transformative agenda. I am Vernita Pearl Fort. I'm a member of the International Working Group on People of African Descent. I'm an ecologist, an economist, a retired United States diplomat, and I'm a board director at the Center for United Nations Constitutional Research. The comments that I make right now derive from my manuscript that's ongoing, nearing completion for publication, that concerns the regenerative economic democracy and the Africana world. I would like to note that the crisis of World War II ushered in the League of Nations in 1920, and we sit on the premises of the League of Nations that began here, sat here between 1936 and 1946. World War II ushered in the United Nations. I want to talk about the crisis that we face now, that humanity is unprecedented, it's multiple, the crises are interlocking, and sometimes we call it a polycrisis, a crisis of climate, ecological degradation, nuclear threat, poverty, inequality, discrimination, and of course, racial discrimination. This is due in large part to a political economy system and structure that emerged in the 15th century and enabled colonization and slavery and prioritized unlimited growth and power for a few as opposed to human thriving and democratic agency for everyone, everywhere, within the Earth's ecological capabilities. Today, the foundations of this political economy system persist. Today's resulting political polycrisis might be considered more severe than the crisis of World War I and World War II, and calls for a transformative agenda. With that said, I would like to propose the following, but first make a statement that Mary McLeod Bethune made, who happened to be on the delegation of observers at the founding of the United Nations in 1945. She said in 1954, we must remake the world. The task is nothing less than that. I think this is where we are today. I propose the following. I propose that we, the people of African descent, have an unprecedented opportunity and capacity to play a leadership role in creating this agenda and addressing the root causes, not solely the symptoms, of these global crises. I suggest that we, the people of African descent, with the working group of experts, develop a plan that would allow people of African descent to democratically, and I emphasize democratically, play a leadership role in creating and implementing a transformative agenda that would address the following. I had already mentioned Article 109, which is called the San Francisco Promise. It's called the San Francisco Promise because Article 109 gives us the opportunity to revisit the charter that was made by only 53 countries. We have 151 countries. We have 193 countries now. And embodied in that charter, as I mentioned earlier, is also an economic agenda. And we have an opportunity to revisit that, call for it, and call for our representatives to invoke that article. Also, Article 28, I recommend that we look to Article 28 for creating a new international economic order as well, and follow the lessons that we gained from President Nyerere, Michael Manley of Jamaica, in creating that new international order that was came to a close when Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher suggested structural adjustment and loans instead of a new order. But I propose something a little bit different, a new ecological, economic, democratic, social, political, legal, ethical, just international order. I just say those names for those items to be considered as we put together a plan of how we might go about taking these opportunities that are in the UN documents themselves that we can actually point to, and that's what our ancestors have done in the past. The short name for that long list of words is NEEDSPLEO, so anyway. Also, if we do that new economic order, we must look at the models of economic structures. Right now, we have one focused on growth. There are discussions on post-growth. The European Union will be holding its conference in two weeks on post-growth economies. We have solidarity economies, but we have an opportunity to actually engage and study and then put out possibilities of what might be possible. I'd also suggest that we look at the possibility of creating a People's Assembly for the United Nations. We do not have a People's Assembly for the United Nations. Also, to look at what the United Nations has done with their exercise called The Future We Want, the United Nations We Need, in terms of getting the voices of the people, in terms of learning what the future is that they want, and also the kind of structures and legal arrangements and institutions that they want. It is quite fascinating. Also looking at the common agenda that was put forth by Secretary General Guterres, and also